Hey, welcome back to the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine update from December. Yeah, it's December 2025. It's the middle of the month. It's kind of like your doctor's checkup, you know, mid-month kind of checkup. We're going to check up though on not your physical health, but your podcasting health and introduce you to great podcasters from around Canada. Got a whole whack of great podcasters for you to check out. Part of the Canadian Podcaster Magazine for December, canadianpodcaster.com. If this is the first time you're hearing about it, well, wow, you got a lot of homework. We got a lot of great editions out there focusing on raising Canadian voices and podcasting. There's so many great other publications in the US and Australia and the UK and around the world that amplify voices in podcasting. But for Canadians, apart from a couple email newsletters you can sign up with, there's really nothing that shines a light on podcasters the way Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine does. We have an actual magazine that you can flip through and you can read and jump around on the pages and everything's clickable. And we bring in guest writers and we bring in topics that help Canadian podcasters to stand up and be noticed and be identified for what they do and all the great things they do in the podcasting space right here in Canada. So whether you are in Canada or you are outside of Canada, there's a lot of great information in here for you as well. So everyone's welcome. We're focused on Canadian voices, and I'm glad you're here. Happy almost holiday season, and looking forward to unwrapping some great presents as we present, Canadian podcasters here on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. Thank you for clicking play. So if this is your first time here, my name is Dave. I'm in Ontario, Canada. I'm near a big hill with lots of water called Niagara Falls. And I just created this magazine because I saw a gap. I saw a gap in that I'm not a big email newsletter signer-upper guy. Email newsletters generally end up in my spam. And I just, because, you know, it's like, do I really want to read another email newsletter? But there are some good ones. I'll give you that. But I thought, couldn't we reimagine what an email newsletter communication could be beyond a wall of text in an email? What if we could have a magazine, kind of like more interactive, where we, again, we could flip through the pages, and that's what we created here at the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. I wanted it to be and feel like something that you would enjoy perusing and going through and flipping back and forth. It's a lot of fun, and I hope you're enjoying it. To be in the magazine, it's very simple. All you have to reach out to me at canadianpodcaster.com, and I would love to include you. If you're a podcaster and you want your podcast featured in January's edition, we're working on it right now. Yeah, that's how far in advance we are. So we're doing this every month. So 12 times a year, we're putting out a magazine, and you can be in it. So the sooner you reach out to me, the better. Otherwise, it might be February or March. So you want to get on this right away if you want to be in the next edition. As well, we're looking for people who have products and services that help podcasters. And big bonus points, if you're Canadian and you have a Canadian service or something that we can offer to our audience, there's no charge to be in the magazine. I just want to bring as many resources to Canadian creators as possible. So reach out. We're probably not even thinking of other things we could do in the magazine, and you've got ideas. You're a smart person, so I'd love to hear from you. CanadianPodcaster.com. How can we make the magazine better? What would you like to see? And would you like to contribute? Would you like to be one of the contributors every month, once in a while? We're open to anything here at CanadianPodcaster.com. It's a magazine for you. It's not a magazine just for me. It's for us, all of us. We're Canadians. We love each other. And we want to see Canadian podcasting grow. Reach out if you're interested. We'd love to have you be a part of it. A reminder this time of year, if you are in the holiday gift-giving season and gift-purchasing season, to remember Canada. I'm hearing commercials on the radio. I'm seeing stuff everywhere about let's keep Canada strong in this time of the year and in what's going on in our world right now. It's pretty tough. It's pretty tough. If you can donate to your local food bank, either with money, donations, or donating your time, then put that on your schedule for December, wherever you can. If your boss is telling you you have to take time off because you haven't used your holidays this year and you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do, go volunteer at the food bank for the day. Come on. Like, do something to help your neighbors. And think about the people in your community that could use a hand right now and be that this time of year. It's not just about how many presents are under your tree, if that's what you're celebrating. It's about how we show up in this world. And I would encourage you, when you're making a purchasing decision, as much as you can, as often as you can, pick a Canadian product, pick a Canadian vendor, a Canadian business, and support them. Because you know it, and I know it, we need it right now. And anything we can do to help and be part of this solution is better. So keep that in mind as you go shopping. If you're listening to this while you're walking in the store, take a look at the packaging. Where was this thing made? And if you can buy Canadian, I'd encourage you to do so. Thank you for thinking about that. So I'm curious from your perspective what your holiday routine is for your podcast. Do you take a break? Do you keep going? Do you do a special? Do you do something different for your show over the holiday season? And I'd love to know. And I'd love to listen. So reach out to me again, CanadianPodcaster.com. Let me know about your show. Did you do something special this year? And what do you do during the holidays? I'd love to know what your plans are. If you're interested in a podcast about podcasting, because, you know, there's only a couple. There's a lot. But if you're interested in the How to Podcast series, this is where we do podcasting, and we do it in a community-based format. It's a fun podcast and very, very fun to do. I'm the host, and I bring on guest co-hosts. So apart from this magazine, the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine, another one of my shows, I also do the How to Podcast series, and I'm always looking for guest co-hosts. So if you're a podcaster, Canadian or not, and you want to come on and talk about your journey and talk about what you're learning, how you're growing, talk about your show as well, and get in front of a bigger audience maybe, or a new audience, then come on the How to Podcast series. I'd love to have you as a guest co-host. Keep that in mind. Shameless plug. Hey, I created the podcast. I created the magazine. I can throw in a shameless plug once or two. So yeah, happy holidays to you from the How to Podcast series. So let's get into our amazing lineup of podcasters for December. This is what we do mid-month every month. So the same podcasters mentioned in the magazine, we then do an audio clip from their show and include it right here mid-month for each month the magazine goes out. And we just bring a little clip in from their podcast. So if, again, you want to be featured, let me know, because you could be right here in January, February, or March. Let me know. I'd love to feature you and your show and let people have a little taste of what you do on your show. So let's get into our great group of people today, because we got a ton and I'd love for you to check them out. I want to give a big thanks to my buddy Scarlett Classic, who also has a feature in the magazine for December. Scarlett has a great podcast, Classic Advice. If you need some advice from a classic person who's classy as well, then go check out Scarlett Classic. And her article is in here. She actually helped me with picking the podcasts we're focused on this month. So a great resource, a great help for me and Scarlett. Thank you. Enjoy your December off. And we will focus on who we got. So first, this show, well, this is podcast, it's in there as well. But I like to share another podcast that I do. I have several. One is called the Daily Santa Podcast. It's a podcast for children, but parents, you can listen too. And it's a countdown to Christmas. And I know we're 15 days in already. So 15 episodes have already gone by. It's a daily episode all the way up to Christmas. But you can go back, you can listen. And it's fun for kids. It's a screen-free experience. You don't need video. So the kids can go play, do a puzzle, whatever you do, bake cookies, and listen to the Daily Santa Podcast. So I know parents would appreciate a screen-free alternative to all the other stuff going on. So that's why we designed the Daily Santa Podcast, to be screen-free. And it's fun. And you get to meet Selfie. Selfie is Santa's social media elf. And Selfie causes a lot of mayhem in the podcast recordings. And he loves his phone. And he's in charge of TikTok and all these other things. and he helps Santa do social media. Well, he tries. And he would love to meet you. So go over to dailysantapodcast.com. You'll find it there. You'll find it in the magazine, even better. Just click and you go right to the show and listen in, no matter where you are in this world. Even if Christmas and Santa is not part of your regular traditions, there's great stories in here for kids on how to be a good human leading up to the holidays. I'd love for you to check it out. But here's a little taste. Here's the trailer for the Daily Santa Podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Daily Santa Podcast. This is your countdown to Christmas. We are so happy that you are here. Santa and his team will update you every day on all things Christmas. Visit dailysantapodcast.com for all the details. Subscribe and follow with your parents' help so that you don't miss a single day. Stay on the good list with great tips from Santa and more, right here on the Daily Santa Podcast. The Daily Santa Podcast is a daily podcast starting on December 1st. A daily episode will bring you news from the North Pole, updates from the toy shop, Santa will answer your questions, selfie, Santa's social media elf.
Wait a minute. My name is Selfie. I think he's talking about me.
Selfie, we'll share fun stories about Santa. Santa has a special challenge every day for you on how you can stay on the good list. This is a podcast for kids, but your parents could listen too. The Daily Santa Podcast starts December 1st. Visit dailysantapodcast.com for more. My name is Twinkle, the voiceover guy. The Daily Santa Podcast will be a lot of fun. Merry Christmas to you. Subscribe today.
Christmas.
So there you go. A little taste of the Daily Santa Podcast for kids and parents. You know, you like to listen to that too. And I hope you enjoy it and share it with anyone that you know who's got small kids who wants to hear a children's podcast. Really great also on the Kids Pod app. I don't know if you know about this app, but Kids Pod is an app designed for children. It's not, so it doesn't have adult content like you would find on Apple and Spotify and all the other places. It's curated and it's screen free. Again, screen free. So if you're looking for an app for your kids to enjoy children's podcasts, you know, when they fall asleep at night and they want to hear the same podcast over and over and over every night, this is a great app for you, for your children to use in a safe way and get great children's content curated for kids. Kids Pod. Go look on your Google store, look on your Apple store. You'll see Kids Pod, free download, free to use. They have upsells. You can buy extra content and stuff. But it's a great it's a great app for children. They were on my How to Podcast series when they launched the app. And I would encourage you to go check it out. If you're a parent looking for a great app for kids, Kids Pod. It's a really, really great app. Go check it out. We have the Matriarch Movement podcast next. And I love the voices in podcasting. I love the people who come to podcasting and bring their communities, become the voice of their communities. This is a fantastic example of a podcast that we need more of in podcasting, especially here in Canada. So here's a taste of the Matriarch Movement podcast. Hope you enjoy it. I'm loving it. So here's a little taste.
Sanse, hello, and welcome back to the Matriarch Movement podcast. I'm your host, Shayla Olette Stonechild, and I'm super excited to be here on the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, also known as Vancouver, BC. This is our first time recording back in studio, and I'm super excited to have with me here today Cheyenna Marie Sage. She's not only a friend, she's also an author, a journalist, a model, a poet, a storyteller, honestly does all the things. I forget your sign though. What's your sign?
Capricorn.
A Capricorn.
So that checks out.
That checks out. She's from Edmonton, but she actually spent a lot of her time in New York. She was the first Indigenous graduate of Columbia University's MFA program in creative nonfiction, and her new book, Soft as Bones, has become an instant national bestseller. So I'm super excited to have you here on the podcast. If you just want to introduce yourself, your name, and your nation, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, Tanse Cheyenne Marie Sage Nitsigasan, a Maskwacis Wiskaigan Ochinia. So I'm Cheyenne Marie Sage, but I grew up in Edmonton, Alberta, but registered member for Louis Bull Tribe. So that's kind of where I'm from.
Well, I love all the work that you do, but also I love how you remain rooted in who you are. I feel like whether you're writing or whether you're modeling or whether you're hosting an event, I feel like you stay grounded and rooted to who you are as an Indigenous person. And also your book, it's a memoir of all that you've been through, but I'm curious of like where your story really started. I want to know a little bit more of like where you grew up. We do see the success stories and we see the highlight reels, but I really want to know like where that all first began.
Well, my family moved around a lot. So I was actually born here on the West Coast.
So there's a little taste of the Matriarch Movement podcast. Definitely go check it out. Subscribe and follow. Do all the things. Reach out. Let them know as well that you heard about them here on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. Because we want more people to find great podcasts like that. That's amazing. If you've ever thought, should I do a podcast like that? Yes, you should. You definitely should. The more voices in podcasting, the better. A great show. We have the next one is the Return of the Mac podcast. And it's, it's hip-hop, it's R&B music podcast. It features new music from up-and-coming artists, as well as discussions of pop culture, headlines, dating nuances, and other salacious topics. Ooh. So here we go. Lots of music in here, lots of sound effects, lots of fun. And again, an example of more content that we need. Here's the Return of the Mac podcast. Here you go. Here's a little taste.
If you heard this when this was out, man.
Baby, are you okay? Why you kill him in the summertime? Stepping outside, is your lunchtime? Baby, you a cold case. Call your ass Showtime. Tell me there's a fee, cause you so fine every time you show face. Low key, how I like mine. They be subpar, cause you sublime. Show them it's a cold game. Forensics out when you outside. It's a graveyard when you run wild. Baby, you a cold case. You a cold case. You a cold case.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Return of the Mac podcast. It is your host, Oscar Daddy, Direct Poppy, Jameson Poppy, a.k.a. Mr. Let Me See What's In The Pants, a.k.a. Just Playing, man. I'm 39, know how to behave. I don't do that kind of thing.
Sheesh.
Unless you ask nicely, now I'm playing. Listen, we're back. We got a friend of the show back on the show. It's been a minute, actually. It's been
a minute.
Almost 3 years, actually.
3 years.
Almost 3 years, because we did late 2022, was it? Yeah. Late 2022 is when you were first on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, geez, nobody's been that long.
Yeah. Oh, because I guess it was around the same time of like Pilot Episode.
Exactly. That was exactly. The last time. That's what we discussed. So without further ado, man, go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's going on? It's Lowercase, Scarborough in the building, Malvin Martin in the building. You know what I'm saying? From the north to the south. You know what I'm saying?
You left us behind, though, man.
What do you mean?
Going on, man. You're a downtown guy now, eh?
Nah,
you left us behind,
fam. Nah, I didn't do that, nah.
There you go. So if you love music and you want a new podcast to add to your list, definitely check it out. Add that one for sure. A Cultural History of Canada is another podcast for us to take a look at and listen to. It's a bi-weekly discussion that critically and flippantly engages with the culture, literature, and people of this weird place known as Canada. And we have our weird moments. I would agree with that. And here's a little taste of A Cultural History of Canada here on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. We're all about Canada here, people. Here's a little taste.
Historia Canadiana is recorded on the unceded lands of the Kanien'kehá:ka First Nation.
Hello, everyone, and welcome welcome to another rousing episode of Pop Canada, the show where we take a deep dive into Canada's place on today's cultural landscape and discuss how it does its best to remain relevant. As always, I am joined by the co-host with the most, Patrick. Today, we will be discussing a great, sort of, but not really, Canadian holiday, and we might just bring in another one, letting it pop in for a quick second. We will be discussing the great Canada Day, or Dominion Day, or the Dominion of Canada Day, or the National Holiday of Canada, if you are so inclined to speak it as so. And we might also just take a quick look to par comme le Saint-Jean de Baptiste, ben l'heure. Now let's see how this day is going to go in this controversy minefield of an episode of Pop Canada. We are patriots, I swear.
I'm sorry.
I killed Patrick.
The fact that you just went through like seven accents in one introduction.
It's part of Canada, eh?
Oh, I heard hints of Scottish, Irish, English, French, Canadian, Russian, maybe a bit of Polish in there. I don't know what the hell was going on, beautiful.
You know what that is? It's a Montrealer accent.
There you go.
So there we go. That was a great another Canadian podcast. Lots of accents there. I like that. Canadian creepers. This isn't meant to frighten you at all, but Canadian creepers, it's a true crime cases that haunt us. It's the paranormal encounters that make us question what's real. And the unsettling folklore. It's creepy, it's Canadian, and it's probably going to keep you up at night. Dun, dun, dun. So, yeah, this is Canadian Creepies. My wife is like, oh, I'm definitely checking this one out. So here's a little taste of the show. Don't be afraid. It's okay. We're all right. This is just a trailer and just a little intro. You don't need to hide. Maybe a blanket and maybe keep the lights on. I don't know. But here's a little taste of Canadian Creepies.
Welcome to Canadian Creepies, where we step into the shadows of Canada's most spine-chilling and intriguing tales. This is the show where true crime, mysteries, and the paranormal collide, bringing you the kind of stories that send shivers down your spine. I'm Amanda Joy, and I couldn't be more excited to join this incredible podcast, thanks to my longtime friend Val and her co-host Allie. Together, they've built something truly special here, and I'm thrilled to now have a segment where I can share some of Canada's most hair-raising paranormal tales with you. For those of you who don't know me, I run the Down the Crooked Path socials, a space where I explore the eerie, the unexplained, and the downright bizarre. It's where we divulge into the darker corridors of history and folklore, uncovering the mysteries that lurk just out of sight. And now I'm bringing that passion here to Canadian Creepies. My focus will be on the paranormal side of things. Ghostly hauntings, sinister curses, cryptid encounters, and everything that whispers of the supernatural within Canada's borders. Canada is home to countless chilling stories, from abandoned asylums to haunted forests, and from spectral sightings to tales of otherworldly phenomena. There is no shortage of eerie events to explore. So grab a cozy blanket, dim the lights, and join me as we journey through the paranormal side of Canada's history. There's so much to uncover, stories that will leave you questioning what's real and what's imagined. Together, let's step off the beaten path and venture into the shadows of the unknown. Are you ready?
So that's a podcast that gives me the creeps, in a good way, because it's Canadian. So there might be a few sorries and a few A's in there, but it's the Canadian Creepies. Hope you check it out. And that's definitely one to share. And I'm sure my wife is going to love that podcast. Canadian Creepies here on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. We're also going to take a trip around the Maritimes for the Around the Maritimes podcast. It's a podcast that focuses on a lot of great stuff in the Maritimes, and it's got a hockey thing going on here, so that's interesting. So if you love hockey, you love sports, and you're from the Maritimes, then we have the Around the Maritimes podcast. Here's a little taste of the show. Let's go out east, everybody. Here we go. Nicest people in the world. Around the Maritimes. Here we go.
Welcome to Around the Maritimes, the official English language podcast of the Quebec Maritime Junior Hockey League, presented by Carlsberg. I'm Mavs Gillis. Thanks for joining us. We've got our final episode before, 2026. Hard to believe we're heading into the second half of the decade of the 20s. You know what? I'm still in shock that we're past that 25 mark. But anyways, it's another story for another time. We're about 25 games into the season now for a lot of teams, and we've got Teddy Mutrin joining us today. He was the offensive, just the rookie of the month for the month of November from the Moncton Wildcats, and he's been putting up some great numbers with the Wildcats in his first season here in the queue. A San Jose Sharks draft pick out of Massachusetts, and we talked a little bit about Boston sports, which, means we've got to talk about the New England Patriots, which, I love. The Dolphins did end that dynasty, just letting you know. Just throwing that out there. We're 6-7. Anyways, and Jeremy Boucher joining me as well to talk about all the upcoming scuttlebutt. We've got the trade rumors, and we're going to talk about the teams around the Atlantic region. It's Around the Maritimes, the official English language podcast of the Quebec Maritime Junior Hockey League, presented by Carlsberg. And here we go with Jeremy Boucher from the Moncton Wildcast. Jeremy, my friend, how are you? Welcome back.
Thank you, Mavs. It's been a while, but it's good to see your beautiful face again. And it's, it's great to be back on Across the Maritimes.
Yeah, and it's our last show of the 2025 year, the year that saw your Moncton Wildcats capture.
There you go. So if you're from the Maritimes, you love hockey, and you're looking for a podcast, you just found it. Around the Maritimes podcast. Mavs has got a great show. Go check it out. Now, if you love poutine and you love true crime, imagine if we put those together, right? That was just an interesting combo. And if you're not from Canada, you probably don't even know what poutine is. Dark Poutine is a podcast that focuses on true crime, legends, folklore, dark history, and other creepy topics. We're getting creepy today at the end of the year. And this is perspective from real live Canadians. I prefer real live Canadians compared to the alternative. It's Dark Poutine. It's a podcast that I think it blends the cheesy goodness of true crime with the gravy of great stories over the French fries of history. I don't know. I made that up. It's probably not the best. It's Dark Poutine. They do it better than I do. So here's a little taste of their show. A taste, of Dark Poutine. There you go.
There's a darker side to Canada. Beyond hockey and maple syrup are crimes as brutal as Canada's wilderness and history as dark as Arctic winters. Join me, Mike Brown, and my co-host Scott Hemenway each week on the Dark Poutine podcast as we share stories about crime, history, and mysteries from all over our country. Head to darkpoutine.com to learn more. You won't be sorry.
So there you go. Dark Poutine, the podcast. Maybe have a poutine while listening to the podcast. That might be an interesting combo. That's product placement right there. Check out Dark Poutine. Again, fun to have these great podcasts in the show. Next, girl you haven't heard? ? And it's a podcast where we discuss any and everything from Black history to pop culture to everything in between. We are bringing back critical thinking one episode at a time. Girl, you haven't heard? ? Here's a little taste of the show. Here it is.
Everything I have learned about TikTok has been partially against my will. I have fallen far too deep into many quote unquote drama wormholes on varying platforms simply because I am extremely nosy, and this is no different because there's no reason that this should have ever ended up on my feed except for the fact that TikTok knows that I'm nosy. So for this video, we have two main people involved, and I will introduce other parties as they get involved. Now, the first person I'll introduce to you and the main focus of this story, unfortunately, is 24-year-old TikTok star Sedona Prince, who has been in college for what feels like the past decade. It really has not been that long, but it genuinely feels like that long because I don't know much about this girl, but I do know that she has been in college long enough to probably get 2 degrees.
So if you are a Canadian investor and you're like, I wish there was a podcast that talked about investing from a Canadian perspective. As a Canadian investor, I wish there was a show. And wait, yes, there is. And guess what it's called? The Canadian Investor. I know, right? Talk about like knowing your audience and knowing what you're talking about. It's the Canadian Investor. It is a podcast for you that has fresh takes as well-researched information and entertainment about investing. And it's a podcast for Canadians. So if you're an investor like me, and for me, it'll be real estate for what we're doing, but whatever you're interested in, these gentlemen go through and break it down and give you the information. If you are in the financial sector at all, if you're investing in anything, you want to go check out the Canadian Investor. Here's a little taste, and you'll get a great return on your investment of your time by listening to the Canadian Investor. Here you go. Here's a little taste.
Investing is simple, but don't confuse that with thinking it's easy.
A stock is not just a ticker. At the end of the day, you have to remember that it's a business.
Just my reminder to people who own cyclicals, don't be surprised when there's a cycle.
If there's uncertainty in the markets, there's going to be some great opportunities for investors.
This has to be one of the biggest quarters I've seen from this company in quite some time.
Welcome back to the Canadian Investor Podcast. My name is Simon Bélanger. I'm back with Dan Kent. We are back for news and earnings, and I think it's going to be a fun one. We'll start off here with some macro news. Just came out this morning, the Bank of Canada will be keeping its interest rates unchanged at 2.25%, so the overnight rates. Of course, this is only the short-term rates. When you're looking at the longer-term rates, those are the Bank of Canada bonds that are affected by a whole slew of different macroeconomic factors, and none of them probably more important than what the U.S. 10-year yield actually does. So that will have a big impact on the Canada.
So there you go, the Canadian Investor. Now, if you want to get stage worthy, you want to get up on stage, you want to do something in front of an audience, if there was a podcast called Stage Worthy, that would be fun. Oh, wait, there is. Canada's theater podcast, bringing you in-depth interviews with theater artists, panel discussions, and way, way more. Jump up on stage. You're going to raise the curtain and shine a light on you. It's stage worthy. Here's a little taste. Let's take the stage and see if you're worthy on Stage Worthy. Take it away.
Hello, welcome to Stage Worthy. I'm Phil Rickaby, the host and producer of this podcast. Stageworthy is Canada's theater podcast, and on Stageworthy, I talk to theater makers of all kinds, from actors to directors to playwrights to stage managers, producers, and more, some of whom will be household names and others I really think you should get to know. Now, make sure that you stay to the end of the episode because I want to tell you about next week's episode, but this week, my guest is Stephanie Malik. Stephanie is a performer, improviser, comedian, a self-described fangirl, and an all-around narrator from Toronto. She's known for producing and performing in the Dora Award-nominated improvised comedy, Holiday, an improvised musical, which you can see from December 11th to December 21st at Factory Theater. And now, here's my conversation with Stephanie Malik.
So in the words of Mike Myers and Dana Carvey, you are worthy. Like, you know, we're not worthy. Yeah, you are worthy for Stage Worthy. Go check it out. The Hatchet is next. We're going to take it out. And it looks like the Canadian Maple Leaf has been chopped down by the Hatchet. Interesting. Here's a podcast for you that delivers important, original, and fascinating journalism about how this country actually works in a way that no one else can. It's The Hatchet. We're going to take a swing and see what comes up here on the show. Here's The Hatchet. Here's a little taste.
During my life, there have only been a handful of times that quote-unquote Canadian nationalism has been a potent force of any kind. I was one when the U.S.-Canada Free Trade Agreement was signed in 1989, so I missed out on most of those debates. Then there was the Turbot War in 1995, when Canadian Coast Guard vessels fired on Spanish trawlers that were illegally fishing off the Grand Banks. That inspired a strong, though short-lived, wave of nationalist feeling. But though my mother tells me that I was smarter than the average six-year-old, I wasn't quite smart enough to be able to follow the ins and outs of an international fishing dispute. The first actual wave of Canadian patriotism I ever encountered was in the year 2000. That's when Molson put out their I Am Canadian ad. You know the one I'm talking about. And for many people, including myself for a long time, that kind of came to encapsulate what it meant to be Canadian, even though at the end of the day, it was a bunch of paper-thin slogans from a beer company's advertising campaign. And to tell you the truth, that's kind of what I've been feeling about the surge in Canadian nationalism over the last few months. Aside from most people agreeing that Trump is a bastard and no, we don't want to join the United States, this much vaunted, much discussed nationalistic wave lacks substance. It is paper thin. It's Mike Myers, a guy who hasn't lived here in three decades. It's shopping at Loblaws instead of Costco. And weirdly, somehow, it's also about loosening regulations on mining and oil companies in the name of patriotism. But I do think there could be another way.
Now, if you have anyone in your life, in your community, that's dealing with celiac disease and looking for a podcast, the Canadian Celiac Podcast explores information, research, and lifestyle issues and personal stories of individuals who have celiac disease or non-celiac gluten sensitivity. And Sue is here to share with you her journey. And we want you to check out a Canadian Celiac Podcast. Here you go. Here's a little, again, a little taste of the show. And if you have anybody in your world that's looking for a podcast like this, make sure you share it. Here's Sue.
Well, I was approached very fortunately by a representative of Conquer Celiac, who is collaborating with the University of Alberta on an ongoing series of studies on affordability issues that the gluten-free families and celiacs face in accessing the food that they need. So this is one of several, and this is the most recent one, where they are asking both celiac adults in Canada or caregivers of celiac children to answer the questions in this study. It takes 10 to 15 minutes.
What you were just listening to is an excerpt from this week's podcast, where I speak with Ellen Baines from the Celiac Scene about things she has brought to our attention over the past month. Welcome to episode 346 of A Canadian Celiac Podcast. My name is Sue Jennett. I do need to remind you that I'm not a doctor or a dietitian. So if you have questions about celiac disease or the gluten-free diet, please contact your medical professional. As I mentioned, I'm speaking with Ellen Baines from theceliacscene.com. Ellen and I have both been traveling recently, which makes for some interesting conversation. As well, Ellen always has interesting things for us to talk about. Join me now for my conversation with Ellen Baines.
So if all these podcasts are making you thirsty, and you're like, man, I could really go for a pint right now. Well, how about the afternoon pint? In the afternoon, you can have a pint. Apparently, there's a podcast called that. Afternoon Pint is a laid-back Canadian podcast hosted by Matt and Mike. Each week, they meet at a craft brewery, restaurant, or pub with a special surprise guest. Matt and Mike are enjoying a pint, and they're inviting you to join them. So raise a glass, pick your favorite, and listen to a great podcast called Afternoon Pint. Here are the guys. And they'll taste, a taste test, of Afternoon Pint. Here you go.
This is Matt Conrad.
And this is Mike Tobin.
Welcome to the Afternoon Pint, a show where we drink beer and talk to folks from all walks of life, or just ourselves.
We invite you to pour a cold one, as long as you aren't driving. And listen in as we attempt to solve the world's problems.
Or at least give people something to argue about.
That too. Sounds fun.
So again, reminder that you can podcast and drive. That's a thing. You can do that, but you should also podcast responsibly. An afternoon pint would remind you to podcast responsibly. So that's the boys there at Afternoon Pint. Go check them out, raise a glass, and share with others. And excited to have, again, all these amazing podcasters on the podcast for December. And as a reminder, we do this every month. So if you're like, Dave, I wish people would find my show. I wish people would know about my podcast. I put a lot of time and effort and love into my show, but I'm just not getting in front of new audiences. Well, if you're a Canadian, this is the perfect place to do this. You're not going to get this in an email newsletter. You're not. You're not going to get it in an email newsletter. It's the magazine. And you can go through the magazine and you can see artwork from the shows, links to all the podcasts that we've talked about right from the magazine. You don't have to go to my website to get these links. You go right to the magazine. It is your one source for all these great Canadian podcasters. And flip back into the past months. We've got editions going back December, November, October, September, August, July, June, May, April, March, all the way back. So this coming March will be a complete year for the Canadian Podcaster Magazine. And we're not competing with anybody, just so you know. I've heard people say, wow, this is a podcast that competes with so-and-so. There's nobody else that does this the way we do this at Canadian Podcaster Magazine. So we don't have competition for this show. We don't. And we do it completely different than everyone else. So that's what makes us unique and stand out. So there is no competition for the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. We're it. And we'd love for you to be a part of it. Please reach out if you want to be part of January, February, March, the upcoming editions, because we would love, love, love to feature you, your podcast, as well. I would love to throw this out there. If you've ever been featured in the magazine or in the future magazines, I also would love to have you come on and do a short, quick little chat about Canadian podcasting from your perspective as a podcaster here in Canada and include you in the show. Why should it just be Dave's voice? Every month, I'd love to hear your voice right here on Canadian Podcaster Magazine, the companion podcast to the magazine. And we'll also do a write-up for you in the magazine as we feature you here in the podcast. So reach out to me. Love to have you on the show. CanadianPodcaster.com. All the information to reach me is right there. And shockingly, it's in the magazine too. So I'd love to have you on. Please consider doing that. Again, a big thank you to Scarlet Classic for her participation in the magazine, helping me behind the scenes. She is a wonderful person. Somebody that you should go check out her show, Classic Advice with Scarlet Classic, also in the magazine, and would love for you to go check out what she does. She's a great person and a great podcaster. You'd love her show. And she just very real, very honest, very upfront, and very easy to listen to. So go check out Scarlet's podcast as well. Always in the magazine. As always, and lots of great things also in the magazine this month. I'm really excited to be able to share these with you. And one thing I will just say as well, the one way we connect all of our podcasts so that you can go listen from the magazine is we use a website called pod.link. So pod.link. That's the website. Podlink is a chance for you to go and search up your podcast. As long as your podcast is served through a traditional podcasting platform to Apple, Spotify, Audible, all those places, then this is how we get the information for your show to put it in. If you're not in a traditional format that's sent out to all these different players, then we just pull your website in. If you're on YouTube, we'll put your YouTube link, whatever you got, right? We're open to this here on the show. So However you create your show in Canada, from a Canadian perspective, Canadian voices, whatever you talk about, we'd love to have you on a future edition of the magazine. Reach out to me. This is how I'm finding them right now, is through traditional podcasting, through that kind of distribution. If you're outside of that, then help me find you by reaching out and letting me know that you're out there. So again, no matter what you celebrate this time of year, if you celebrate, It's the end of the year. We're starting into 2026, a new year ahead. If you haven't started your podcast and you're really pod curious, you're really, you love the idea of all these great shows and you're like, what can I do? Reach out. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Maybe we can come up with an idea together. I'd love to have you in the magazine next year as a brand new podcaster. It's not too late to start. You haven't missed the boat. It's a great chance for anybody to start a podcast in 2026. If you're curious, if you're serious about being a podcaster, reach out to me. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Got a lot of great tools, a lot of ways I can help you. And I'd love to be in your corner, not only helping you start, but also promoting you and getting you in front of a bunch of people that need to know about you and your great podcast. Reach out. Happy holidays to you, no matter what you celebrate. And if it's not a celebration for you, then happy Thursday, whatever it is. And I hope that you have a great time with your friends and family. You get some time for, you know, downtime at the end of the year. It's been a long year. We've been through a lot together, you and I. And it's nice if we can just take a day or two here and just chill. Maybe listen to a podcast like the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine, maybe, or some of the great podcasts you heard about today. And also just recharge. You deserve it. You've done great work this year. Next year's going to be so much fun. We got a lot of great stuff coming up, and you being here makes it better. So thank you for pressing play. Thank you for being part of the community. We will see you in 2026 for the January edition, 2026 of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. I hope you come back, and I hope you tell somebody. See you in 2026. Happy holidays to you, your family, all your friends. And remember, take care of yourself. We need more of you in 2026. Till next year, happy holidays.